Okay, I mean. tomorrow. Yesterday I told about Yashoda Devi. Yogis by tapasya, they can control their mind, but they cannot conceive Krishna's lotus feet in their mind. And Mother Yashoda, she ran behind Krishna and caught him. Kalsavan, Jarasandha, they could not catch Krishna. This Bhagavan who went out with six populaces, Mother Yashoda caught him. This is Prem. Krishna was controlled by the Prem of Yashoda. Krishna caught one hand. Krishna caught the hand of Mother Yashoda by one hand. And he caught the Charni stick by the other hand. Sri Krishna is the source of all the truth. Mother Yashoda is actually chastising Krishna, threatening him to beat him, calling him a thief, liar. Krishna is very afraid of the mother. Someone may say that he is just performing a pastime, but Kunti is saying, are you really? Kunti is asking, you are really afraid of Yashoda. You are really afraid. You are certainly afraid of mother. Stick. She wanted to beat you by the stick. Therefore, it has been said, God offered you to Yashoda 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 Yashoda.
Oh, Nand Baba ki korechilen je Krishna tar jukti diye matha par niye
Nanda Baba
ei thai kore lagiya acha Yashoda ba ek bish brahmande prabhu take tar par vachan lati me khate je margo akrishna pai ke pit
par Nanda Yashoda feeding milk to that the Lord of all the universes. Now translation.
So in this mantra of the Kali, every day we are chanting different prayers and asticams like Siddhamana Asticam, Siddhanandan Asticam. By this, Srimati Radhika is easily pleased. Who is Srimati Radhika? She is Sureshwari, the presiding goddess even of the wife of Lord Brahma. And Rameshwari, she is the presiding deity or the internet even of Lakshmi Devi. She is also Kameshwari, she is full of forgiveness and mercy. And by performing, chanting this, asking this prayer to Radharani every day, Kadas, Kadisha, Siyamam, Pripatakam, Sabhajanam, then at the end, one who all bondage to all attachment to material existence is broken, and one enters the mandal, or the arena of Krishna, which means Krishna who is always surrounded by the gopis. And the Nandanandan Asik is not less. Pavachadeva, one who chants this, also all his attachment is destroyed. Therefore this month, by chanting in Asikam, easily Radha and Krishna become pleased with us, and even we can become their servants. Therefore the yogis, after hard austerity, their mind with completely clear mind, they cannot see Krishna. But the same Krishna is caught by Mother Yashoda. Jarasandha, Kalyavan, pursued Krishna but could not catch him. But Mother Yashoda caught him. Thus Krishna taught he is only bound or captured by Premabhati, pure devotion. He In one hand, Mother Yashoda has the stick. I will beat you. On the other hand, she has the rope, or holding Krishna. And with the other hand, she has the stick. And Krishna is afraid. Kunti Devi, in her prayer, she said, Yabhidhati Swayabhaya. That Krishna, who is by chanting a name, even death personified, is afraid of the name of Krishna. With that Krishna is afraid of the stick in the hand of Mother Yashoda. Then Kunti says, Krishna is not pretending. This is not a drama, not a lila. That really he is afraid. Therefore, all glory to Chinanda and Yashoda. Nanda King Kuro Brahmana, Sri Deva Mahabhara. Yashoda Va Mahabhara, Paho Yasyam Sanamri. That Nanda Baba is so fortunate that the Supreme Lord, Krishna, carries his shoes upon his head and comes dancing to him. What to speak of the glories of Mother Yashoda, the Supreme Lord of millions of Vaikunthas, drinks her breast milk.
When taking the stick in the hand, Mother Yashoda going to beat Krishna, at that time Krishna is trying to go behind Mother Yashoda, and torrential tears coming from his eyes, and the kajal in the eyes and mixed with tears and flowing like Ganga and Jamuna. Krishna is telling, Mother, don't beat me. Mother is asking, again you will do. Now, wiping the tears in the eyes and mixing with the vermilion in the eyes, all body becoming black. All the ornaments make and all the ear rings all shaking and crying and crying. Even his crying is very, very sweet. His glance is very good. His threefold
bending.
Everything is very sweet. Even his naked is very beautiful. When Mother Yashoda is going to beat, he's very
beautiful.
Mother told, all right, I will not beat you. She threw away the stick. But I will bind you up. Why should I bind you? You are a wicked fellow. Otherwise, he will go to Brahmanda
Ghat.
Or he might go away from the rest. Better to bind him, otherwise, he will be angry and run away. Then later on, I will feed him milk and then he will become peaceful. But for the time being, I will bind him. So, thinking like this, so actually, she began to endeavor to bind him. She told one of her
friends,
please collect all the ropes from our
Goshala.
First she used the silken rope which was used to tie her hair. Then she began to attempt to bind him by the silken rope. First I should bind his colt. First I should bind his hand, then the ulukhal, means the running water. So both should be bound together, both are accomplices. So the hand, also the grinding water. Actually, taking the silken rope from her bread, she attempted to bind Krishna. Actually, that rope was very short. It was very short.
She
could not bind Krishna. It was the best belt of Krishna. But even, it could not even finish one round. It could not even finish. So then she told her, oh, bring more rope from your house. All the Sakhi stores, today Krishna cannot be bound. In his destiny, no binding is there today. But Mother Yashoda was adamant. Said, no, I will bind him today. Today I will not leave him, I will bind him no matter what. Why she could not bind him?
Krishna
was thinking in the mind. Mother will bind me then. I will not be able to play with my sakhas. Cows will never give the milk, even if the cows are next to them. All are waiting for Krishna to give milk. All the sakhas also waiting for Krishna. The cows are waiting for Krishna. So mother actually. So the Aishwarya Prakriti mood of opportunity. So the best was not in the
size.
Actually the rope became 1 or 2 miles long, but still the belly could not be bound. Actually Krishna cannot be bound unless there is a mercy of Krishna. Also one has to attempt to bind him. Vishwanathachakra Thakur has said, he has said, there are two are required.
Ramanu
Sampradaya
Marjarnya,
Marjarnya and Markatnya. Marjar means cat will hold a kitten in the mouth. And monkey, she monkey, the baby of she monkey will hold tightly to the baby of the she monkey. But sometimes it is seen that the baby monkey falls down and mother cannot protect. So, baby monkey will catch to the mother's belly by a force and the mother will carry him. But kitten is not doing anything. But mother is holding that kitten by the mouth. The purport is, we should be surrendered. We should surrender in such a manner. We should not do anything. We should just surrender to him. Bhagavan will show mercy to us. From other side is, the baby monkey actually holds tightly to the baby of the monkey. But Mahaprabhu has little pelvis. Bhagavan's mercy is everywhere. But unless we endeavor ourselves, Bhagavan's mercy cannot be obtained. Yashoda had taken a vow. I will fast today, tomorrow, whole life I will fast. I will not eat unless I bind him. Rup and Sanatan, they had great renunciation. Kashyap and Aditi stood on one leg, standing on one toe. They actually performed austerity for millions of years. Then only Aditi and Kashyap could obtain Krishna as the son. Rup and Sanatan.
Advait, sorry, we'll be back live in a minute. Okay.
Therefore, we must endeavor. At least we should follow the Chaturmasya Vrata.
Mahaprabhu.
Mahaprabhu is very merciful.
He
is so merciful. My Nama Sankirtan, everything will be accomplished. But we should still endeavor. We should have good character. Follow the instructions of Upadeshamrita. Follow the instructions of Upadeshamrita. Don't criticize anyone. We should always see the good qualities of others. Always stay with the Vaishnava. There only will know. Mother Yashoda could not bind Krishna. Her face became colorless. Oh, I had become ashamed in front of my sakis. I am embarrassed in front of my sakis. I could not bind him. Krishna then immediately became bound out of his mercy. My mother is suffering so much. His heart melted. Krupa Shakti is there. Vatsala Shakti is there. So Krishna's Krupa Shakti is the topmost potency. All the Aishwarya Shakti vanished and Vatsala mood. Parental affection came. So just by the rope which was used for tying the knot of Krishna's hair, that rope alone bound Krishna. So Krishna was bound by that rope to the branding water. Krishna's hands could not reach the knot from behind. Then Subal, Sridhar, Madhumangal all came. Balde Prabhu also came there. He arrived from the Upananda house. He returned from Upananda house. He was very angry. He said, I will punish one who has bound Krishna. Then Madhumangal told in the ear of Subal that Mother Yashoda has bound Krishna. Hearing that, Balram, no, he could not do anything. Then Krishna was thinking in the mind. I got Nalkubar and Manigiri cursed through Narad. I will follow the instructions of Narad. So he has cursed Nalkubar and Manigiri. That they have become trees. Nalkubar and Manigiri. Bathing naked in the Ganges River. They were two sons of Kuber. They were drunk wine house. They were actually bathing in Ashkara. They were playing in Ashkara. You are shameless like trees. He prayed to them. In Dwapar Yuga, you will become two twin Arjuna trees in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Then he told Sakas that should push the branding mortar. So there were two twin trees. Krishna actually passed the branding mortar through it. But actually the branding mortar became a little tilted. And due to the force of the branding mortar, there was a huge sound of cracking and two trees were uprooted. Hearing that sound, there was no lightning, there was no cyclone. Still the two trees were uprooted. Nanda Maharaj had gone to bathe in Brahmanda Ghat. Nanda Maharaj saw. If these two trees would have fallen straight, then Bhagwan would have been crushed, Krishna would have been crushed. But fortunately, these two trees fell the other way. Till now, Krishna was joking with his friend. As soon as he saw the father, he said, oh, he began to weep loudly. Then the Maharaj came and took him in the lap. And very slowly opened the knot. Subal could not open that knot. Madhumangal could not open that knot. No one could open that knot. The knot of Vatsalya cannot be opened by any other means. Sakas cannot open it. Nanda Maharaj came there.
Krishna just stands for that.
He actually pacified Krishna, gave him the one sweet ball made from good. Mo mother, who bound you? Mother bound you. Mother Yashoda was standing, was sitting. She was standing at a distance like a wooden doll. Mother, then the Maharaj became very angry. He didn't speak anything. He took Krishna and Balaram in the lap and then they went to Brahmanagar to bathe. Then they were taken to Goshala. Then they drank the milk of the cow to the heart's content. Then he gave them some sweet to eat. Then evening time, no one had cooked anything at home. There was no cooking was done. Upananda's wife, Baldev's mother Rohini, and all the elderly women, they went to Krishna. They told Baldev, catch Krishna and bring here. We have to take him to mother. Baldev actually came near Krishna. Krishna gave him a big push and Baldev fell down. Oh, he's stronger than me. Then Rohini and Upananda's wife, they came, O Krishna. Would you not go to the mother? I will not go to the mother. Where will you stay? I will stay with my father. Who will you play with? I will play with Dau Bhaiya. What will you eat? I will drink the milk. I will drink the cow's milk, fresh cow's milk. I will never go to Mother Yashoda. Rohini mother said, if your mother, if your mother goes to Sita Ram, dies, what will you do? Oh, he began to weep loudly. And then the Rohini took Krishna and took Krishna in the lap of the other Yashoda. Till now, Yashoda was not weeping. She had become like a wood. But when Krishna sat in her lap, she began to weep loudly. Then Rohini mother, Krishna told, father came.
Papa, Krishna,
Baba, beat your mother. She has actually bound you. Then mother, Krishna caught the hand of Nanda Maharaj. Hearing this,
Nanda Baba Krishna
began to weep.
Dau Bhaiya can't
say that. Mother began to weep.
Mahayati.
Everyone was weeping. Then everyone became pacified. Krishna's childhood pastime.
Krishna to the grinding mortar.
Both the Granny Mother and Krishna are like concave shape. Therefore, that joining section between the Granny Mother is very thin, and Krishna's waist is not more than 12 fingers in circumference. But still, with that long rope, she could not bind one, even one time around the waist of Krishna. Instead, she was 2 fingers too short. Therefore, the Sakhi said to Mami Yasoda, it is not in your fortune that you will, it is not written in your fortune that you will bind your son. Therefore, Mami Yasoda determined, if today I cannot bind him, tomorrow I will bind him, or the next day. Then she made a determined, and she was very determined to bind him. But no matter how many ropes she joined together, she was always 2 fingers too short. Why she could not bind Krishna? That time Krishna did not desire to be bound, because all his friends, as well as the cows, were waiting for Krishna to go cow grazing and to play, for the play. Therefore Krishna manifested his Aishwarya Sakti, his opulent potency, and Krishna could not be bound. Therefore, Sri Vishwanatha Great Thakur says, in conclusion, Krishna cannot be bound by one's own effort. Therefore, the Sri Ramanuja Sampradaya have reconciled. There are two types of logic. One is Markatnyaya, the logic of the monkey. And the other one is? Markatnyaya, the logic of the kid cat. Means the monkey, the baby monkey has to grab hold of the mother but on the back or the stomach by his own strength. And the mother jumps from one tree to another. If the baby falls, the mother will not go back to pick him up. Therefore, the baby monkey has to use all his own strength to catch hold of the mother. And the gibbon is completely the opposite. He does not do anything, only he cries, meh, meh, and the mother takes him by the mouth everywhere. Therefore, some people teach to be like the gibbon. I surrender. Bhagawan will do everything. He will give mercy. Then I will do bhajan. No. That will be a shortage. Therefore, Mahaprabhu reconciles both these conflicting logics. Mahaprabhu says, Krishna's mercy is everywhere, but unless we endeavor, we cannot catch that mercy. Therefore, Madhyasana determined, until I bind Krishna, he will not eat anything. Therefore, Buddha says, just see the hard endeavors of Rupa Sanatan Goswami or Raghunath Goswami. How they endeavored, or Drona Dada performed austerity for thousands of years to get Krishna as their son. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, sometimes he would sleep just 96 minutes a day, and sometimes he would not even sleep. Sometimes he would take some fried chickpeas, and sometimes not. Every day he would perform 1,000 Dandavat pranams to Krishna, the associates of Krishna, the pastime places of Krishna and Mahaprabhu. But what is our austerity? Nothing. We are sleeping 4 times a day, sometimes 5. We're eating 4 times a day. Then how we can get bhakti like Raghunath Goswami? Then at least in this Kartik month, one month we should follow. Not criticize anyone, perform, always staying in association of Vaishnavas, and completely follow the instructions of Sri Upadeshamrita. Therefore, Mani Yasoda was feeling ashamed. In front of my friends, I cannot bind Krishna. Therefore, Krishna seeing her hard endeavor, Kripaya Swabandana. Krishna, by his own mercy, allowed himself to be bound. At that time, Krishna's Kripa Shakti predominated, and Krishna's opulent potency left. Therefore, all the potencies of Krishna, Krishna's Kripa Shakti, or his most mercy potency, is presiding like an emperor. He presides over all other Krishna's energy. Therefore, Krishna allowed himself to be bound by the original rope, the hair rope of Mani Yasoda. Mani Yasoda bound Krishna with a knot in the back so that Krishna could not use his hands to free himself. That time, Sri Baladev Prabhu, who had been staying at the house of his uncle, Upananda, when he came and saw Krishna had been bound, he was very angry. Who has bound Krishna? That time, Sumal, whispered in the ear of Balaram, Mother has done. Therefore, Baladev gave up his anger immediately. Then Krishna remembered, I have to fulfill the words of Narad Muni. Narad Muni had cursed the two sons of Kubera, Kubera, because they were naked and intoxicated, enjoying with the asuras, and they insulted Narad. They were Narad cursed them. You will become trees. But when they prayed for forgiveness, then Narad softened. Okay, you will become trees, but you will be delivered by Krishna. Therefore, Krishna, he, with the friends, they rolled the grinding mortar outside. And when Krishna went between the two trees, the grinding mortar was stuck. And Krishna pulled very hard. A huge sound rent the air, and both trees fell, one to one side, and another to the other side. When Mother Yasoda heard that sound, she came running. When Nanda Baba heard that sound, he also came running from Brahmandaga. Then Nanda Baba opened the door of Krishna. Even the suckers like Marumango, Sridharma Subal could not open the knot. Only those in Vatsalyaram can open the knot of Vatsalyaram. Then Nanda Baba was very angry. What would happen if the tree fell directly and met Krishna? Then he would be dead. By some good fortune, the tree fell on either side. Therefore, in this situation, when Krishna would look towards his friends, he would laugh. And when he would look towards Nanda Baba, he would weep. Therefore, as Krishna was weeping, Nanda Baba took one guru ladu and fed Krishna. Who has bound you? Mother has bound. That time, Mother Yasoda was like a statue. And Nanda Baba, being very angry, Krishna and Balaram, one on each shoulder, and went to Brahmandaka. The whole day he spent there, eating mishri, sugar candy from his pocket, sometimes milking the cows directly in the mouth of Krishna. Therefore it came to the time of sandhya, or sunset, but still Nanda Baba had not returned. So finally when Nanda Baba returned with Krishna and Balaram, he did not enter the interior section of them, of Nanda Baba. That time the wife of Upananda, the wife of Baladev, the mother of Baladev, Rohini, as well as the other senior ladies, all went to where Krishna and Balaram were with Nanda Baba. Then Balaram went to take Krishna, but Krishna gave him one push, and Balaram fell flat. Then Balaram was astonished. How strong is Krishna? That time, the wife of Upananda asked, oh, Krishna, you won't go to your mother? No, I won't go. Who will you play with? Who will play with you? Then Krishna said, Dalvaya, I will play with Balaram. Then who will feed you? Nanda Baba will feed me, Ladu. That time, Rohini, who is supremely intelligent, he said, but Krishna, what would happen if your mother? Nanda, Satya. Then Krishna began weeping. Oh, mother, mother. And Rohini took Krishna and put on the lap of Mother Yasoda. Mother Yasoda was in so much separation, even she could not weep. But when Rohini put Krishna on her lap, then she began weeping very loudly. That weeping, then Krishna was also weeping. Then Nanda Baba hearing Mother Yasoda weep, he also began weeping. The whole Gokul became drowned in weeping in Karunaram. That time Rohini went to cook something. Then Nanda Baba said to Krishna, will I beat your mother? Then Krishna grabbed his hands. Oh no, don't beat her. There was such a wonderful leela of Krishna. And
Hare Krishna. So it is today 9:30 a.m. So whoever is there for this session, you must come back at 9:30. আজ আমরা সকলকে বাসের জন্য টিকিট বিতরণ করব। আজকে পরিক্রমা খুব সংক্ষেপ, আপনারা 10টার মধ্যে এসে যাবেন। তার পরশু দিন আমাদের পাপ দিয়ে যা পাপ যাত্রা হবে, টিকিট না থাকলে বাসে চড়তে পারবেন না। এই 10টার সময় সকলে টিকিট সংগ্রহ করে নেবেন। আর যারা এখানে এসে টিকিট দেওয়া হবে এখানে, আর যারা এখনো টাকা জমা দেননি, টিকিট করে তারা অবশ্যই আজকে করিয়ে নেবেন। তাহলে পাশ্চাত্য করতে আপনার অসুবিধা হবে, এটা আপনাদের সুবিধার জন্য আমরা অনুরোধ করছি। আজকে তোমরা পার্টি লিডার নন, তারা কোনো টাকা দেননি, তারা কিভাবে বাড়িতে দিয়ে দেন, আমরা কোনো লিডারকে কোনো টিকিট দেবো না, যাত্রীকে একটি জন্য দেখে টিকিট দেবো। আরে
will be ending the webcast in a few minutes, on and off for the next 4 hours. We'll be broadcasting live from several places. Let me tell you, we'll be at Sevakun, Sri Radha Damodar Temple, Imital, and Shingarabad. So please check back on the right side of purebhakti.tv. You'll see information about when we're live. In approximate time, so we'll be back live. Jai Shri Radhe, thank you for joining us. Sri Gurudev Ki Jai.
Haribol.
Haribol Maharaj, dhanyavad.
Thank you. I will try to get one headset today. I will try better can get. I was holding the phone, but it was a little disturbing the translation, their headset. So I will try to do other thing. I will try to get one headset, and by that I put Vishnudavat Maharaj. If that will problem, then I will translate separately.
Okay, thank you so much, Maharaj.
Thank you very much.
Radhe, Hari Bol.